Joining us in the studio this morning is the artistic director of the Spreckels Performing Arts Center. Sherry Lee Miller is here. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, I'm so happy to meet you.
Happy to meet you right back. And you know, I spent quite a bit of time at the Spreckels Performing Arts Center on Saturday for the Miss Sonoma County.
Yes.
competition and pageant. And it's been a long time since I'd been there, and lots of good reasons to go back. This new production, which is coming up a week from tomorrow, the 16th, is called By the Water, and it sounds really interesting and really timely.
It is. It's an absolutely beautiful play. I found it sort of randomly, read a synopsis of it and thought that sounds interesting, and bought it and read it and fell immediately in love with it and put it in the season. And this was about 3 weeks before the latest rash of hurricanes hit.
Last summer, yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, in October, we had our fires.
Yeah, this is a story about rebuilding after a natural disaster. So, yeah, it does seem timely.
Right. It takes place in New York after Hurricane Sandy.
Oh, yes.
And this family is struggling with the aftermath of that hurricane, trying to decide whether to rebuild or to sell to the government.
Yeah, funny about that choice, sure.
Yeah, and the town is divided on the issue. Two couples who have been best friends for 40 years are divided on the issue. It's primarily a family drama with the aftermath of the hurricane as the backdrop.
Yeah, that's quite a significant backdrop right there. So that's something, obviously, that we can relate to, the story of rebuilding and having some mixed feelings about that part of the process, too. So it was very foresightful of you to pick up By the Water, which runs March 16th, a week from tomorrow, through April the 8th.
I'm hoping it'll be cathartic. I'm hoping that people will come and feel connected to a whole other part of the country that has endured similar tragedies.
Yeah, it's not what we want to have in common with the rest of the country, but it is what we do have in common. And Larry, I'm sure you've got a question too.
Sherry, it was when you, after the fires in October, did you say like, hey, I'm going to go out and look for a play that's going to help our community recover, you know, emotionally? And you found a bunch of them? Or did this just pop at you?
No, as I say, I chose this play well before the fires hit.
Wow.
And well before the hurricanes hit last summer. So it's purely coincidental.
Tell us about the cast, Sherry.
Oh, my goodness. We couldn't ask for a better cast. We have Mary Gannon Graham playing the wife, and local audiences certainly know Mary. She's very much a favorite in the North Bay. Mike Pavone is playing her husband, Marty. He has tremendous experience in television and film. We have Madeline Ash, Katie Kelly, Clark Miller, Jared Wright, and Mark Bradbury. Fill out the rest of the cast, every single one of them highly experienced and in demand in the area. So we're thrilled.
That's fantastic. And also coming up, I mean, this has got to be the quintessential favorite of all time story. Peter Pan is coming to the Spreckels Performing Arts Center.
Yes. Yes. Peter Pan.
Wow.
I had to put Peter Pan in the season because he was my first true love.
I think that's true for a lot of people, yeah.
And has a huge history in my life. My sisters used to send me mystery notes saying, Sherry, I'm coming tonight, Peter Pan. And I'd leave the window open. They'd dress up and climb through the bedroom window, fly me around. It's a great, timeless story. I think we all struggle with, my husband always uses the term puer-eternus, the eternal child, the eternal boy, and it takes you back. You know, in Peter Pan, everybody in the audience has to clap. If you believe in fairies.
If you believe.
And boy, I'll tell you, Everybody is clapping. It doesn't matter the age. Yep. And it isn't even that they're clapping to make the children happy. They believe.
Absolutely. It's that moment of suspended doubt, you know, where everybody believes. You're right. And that is one of the many, many parts of the glory of Peter Pan. And so that's coming up May 4th through the 20th. And what does it cost to go see a show at the Spreckles?
It ranges from $15 to $30, and that includes including our facility fee.
Right.
It's one of the best bargains.
Best deals in town.
Now, our preview night, the Thursday, is going to be a special fundraiser. We're going to have all sorts of wonderful activities and a silent auction. And one of the things included in the auction will be the chance to fly on our stage.
Oh, I love that idea.
So we're excited about that.
That's fantastic.
All right, we have a guest music director, Tim Eisman, coming in from Milwaukee. And I do want to say before we... And Carl Jordan, a multi-award-winning director, is directing By the Water.
That's fantastic. So Peter Pan's coming up in May, but before that, By the Water begins a week from tomorrow, the 16th, and runs through April 8th. Sherry, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Oh, it's my privilege.
That's the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. A lot of activity going on, and it's all available to you.